You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on The Lutheran Hour. Its title, Your Mother Deserves Special Honor. Now, here is Dr. Schultz.
With 1,262,274 square miles, India is the seventh largest country in the whole world. Tourists to this land of mysticism and diversity are immediately impressed by the ready smile of these nearly 1 billion people. But these same friendly people know that they as a nation also face great challenges. One of these is a burden of conscience, which is the plight of the widows of India. According to Indian sociologists, this problem is rooted in the custom where many Indian girls marry when they are only 12 or 13 or 14 years of age. And when they marry, these young ladies cut all ties with their own families. Consequently, when these young ladies become widows at very young ages, as frequently happens, then their in-laws are strapped with the burdensome responsibility of supporting their newly acquired relative. And according to one major news source, the greatest concern and the primary effort of many self-serving in-laws is to get rid of this burden of their widowed daughter-in-law. Now, this may seem like a minor matter until we learn that there are now 33 million, that's correct, 33 million widows in India. This is the same number as the combined population of 13 states in the United States. Many of these 33 million widows are illiterate. Most of them are penniless and desperate, and very few people want to help these ladies, those who have fallen to the bottom of the social ladder. Oh, of course, it is easy, and it is also convenient to be critical of the social conditions of a nation that is on the opposite side of the globe, 7,300 miles from New York and 7,900 miles from Los Angeles. But the sobering fact is also this. In the United States, in Canada, and also in the Caribbean, there are now countless women who, for whatever social reason, are alone. And they, too, are struggling with very few of our people willing to help them, and very few neighbors interested in their plight. In our country, many women are divorced, others are widowed, and still others are simply and sinfully forgotten in rest and retirement homes. This social situation may be of little or no consequence to the secular world. However, at least for those of us who are Christians, clergy and laity alike, we need to remember, yes, you and I need to recall God's admonition that we not gossip, nor demean, nor condemn, nor even simply write off these ladies through casual indifference. Cursed is he, the Bible says, cursed is he who dishonors his mother. Rather, we need always to remember God's promise of grace and mercy as set forth by Jesus when he says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that whoever believes in him, in Jesus, and this includes all mothers and grandmothers, they shall not perish but have eternal life. For God, the Bible says, did not send his Son into the world to judge the world or to condemn women, especially mothers and grandmothers, but that the world should be saved through Christ. If you and I want to lead a God-pleasing life, then instead of judging or condemning others, including all women, we need to speak to them God's word of forgiveness and hope and strength. And so it would be most appropriate, especially this week, for you to send your mother words of encouragement from the Bible. Use encouraging words from God's sacred scriptures, such as those of the prophet Isaiah when he writes, Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. And though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool. Imagine, oh yes, just imagine, the help and the hope and the assurance of forgiveness that God will give through you to your wife your mother or your grandmother. Oh, indeed, thrill your mother. Yes, thrill her with the good news spoken by St. Paul that in Jesus Christ, she too has redemption through Christ's blood, the forgiveness of her trespasses according to the riches of God's grace. Encourage your wife, your mother, your grandmother, or friends at the office with God's good news that if they confess their sins, God is faithful and righteous to forgive them their sins and to cleanse them from all unrighteousness. In an era when so many people, especially struggling mothers, consider themselves unable to live up to expectations of their spouse, of their families, or society, or some other modern movement, then the blessed assurance of God's love and mercy and the forgiveness of God is the strength that will enable them to move ahead in life with great joy. Now, of course, you and I may have relatives or even members of our own family, perhaps even our own mothers, who are not what we think they should be. However, at the very moment that you and I are tempted by the devil to judge them by our own self-righteous standards, then we need to remember the Gospel of John, the words I spoke a minute ago, that God did not send His Son, Jesus, into the world to judge or to condemn. Therefore, you and I must not gossip about or condemn others either. Oh, praise God for His mercy. Today is that great day when we give special attention to mothers. This is also that day of the year when people from Vancouver to Montreal, from Seattle to Boston, from Trinidad and Kingston to Northern Canada, make an extra effort to do special things for wives and mothers and grandmothers. One of the most popular things to do, especially for those who do not live near their parents, is to call their mother. One newspaper reported that in 1983, Americans placed over 21 million phone calls on Mother's Day. 5 years later, again on Mother's Day, 46 million phone calls were made. This was an increase of 47% within 5 years. If you are one of those who is planning to make a call to your mother, then let me suggest something very positive. Look in your Bible, or ask your pastor for a verse or a section of the Bible that is positive and strengthening. Look for words of God which focus on God's forgiveness and His hope. This is also what I do for my own mother. She is now in a rest home. For years, my mother suffered with Parkinson's disease. Now she is forced to sit in a wheelchair with her head bent low much of the day. There were 6 children in our family, and even though we really had no extra money on our farm in South Dakota, our mother, along with our father, always made sure that we went to Sunday school and to church and to learn about Jesus. And our parents always said that even though they could not really afford it, all 6 of us children would go to college. This, by God's grace, is what happened. Now, when I call my mother, I frequently pray with her and also join with her in saying the Lord's Prayer. She finds this word of the Lord very strengthening and encouraging. And so, as you listen today, no matter who you are, I can say one thing for sure. Each of you has had a mother. Therefore, especially today, I urge you to think of the many ways that your parents, and especially your mother, has helped you. There is an old adage or an old saying that says, "You never miss the water till the well runs dry." This means, of course, that you and I are frequently unthankful because we never take the time to consider the many blessings that God has given us. Let me mention now just a few items. This may help you to reflect on how your mother has been one of God's greatest blessings for you. For example, think back for a moment. Who was it that as soon as you were born, stayed close to you and made sure that you had food, a dry diaper, and a warm place to sleep? Who was the person who consoled you when you fell down a step, or when you cut your finger, or when you bumped your head? Even when other people remained indifferent to your childhood fears, who was that special person you could always count on because she understood how upset you were and how terrible you felt? Who was that special person in your life who helped make sure and even sacrificed so that you could go to school and get an education? Who was that person who loved you when others made fun of you? Who was that person who was always willing to listen to your concerns and your fears when others thought you were foolish? Who was that person who felt so strongly that you should attend church or at least Sunday school so that you could learn about God and your Savior, Jesus Christ? Each of these situations may not fit you exactly. However, regarding most things I just mentioned, it has often been loving mothers who at great sacrifice have been willing to do almost anything for their children. Without a doubt, your mother did these acts of love also. No wonder then that God in His Word in the book of Deuteronomy says, "Cursed is he who dishonors his mother." Now maybe at this point in your life, for whatever reason, you don't have very positive feelings toward your mother. Perhaps you and she have had a falling out over who your mother thought you should marry, or maybe the type of college you went to, or your current activities in high school, or whatever. These disagreements may still be a sore issue with you. However, in spite of any disagreements, God expects you and He expects me to have a good relationship based upon forgiveness with our mothers. And even if you are convinced in your own mind that there is no way that you can relate to or love your mother, the good news is this: because of Christ's death on the cross, God has forgiven you. And it is then through the death of Christ and through the power of the cross that you can be friends with your mother. The death and resurrection of Christ is the key to this relationship. The death of Christ broke down all barriers between us and God, and now that same forgiveness of God empowers you to forgive and to enjoy a loving relationship with your mother. Plus, when we are plugged in to God's power of forgiveness, this enables you and me to forgive others, even if our disagreement dates back many, many years. Now, maybe you are now middle-aged or even in your old age, and from time to time you live in regret when you realize how poorly you treated your mother, but now you feel there is nothing you can do because your mother has passed and is gone. Well, my friend, I have good news for you. Don't fret over the past and don't stew about things over which you have no control. Focus instead upon the cross of Christ and the forgiveness of God. The Apostle Paul was correct when he said, "The word of the cross, the forgiveness of God, is to those who are perishing foolishness, but unto us who are being saved, it is the power of God." And therefore today, throw yourself at the foot of the cross. It is the grace of God and the mercy of God and the blood of Christ which He shed on the cross, which has the authority to forgive you and also the power to enable you to forgive others. This forgiveness may not seem real. However, St. Paul reminds us that the foolishness of God is wiser than men and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Oh, my friend, let this day be for you and your mother a day of hope, based upon God's mercy and the complete forgiveness of your sin in the blood of Christ. With Christ's resurrection power, build a new and better relationship with your wife, with your mother, and with your grandmother. They will be thrilled, God will be pleased, and based on God's forgiveness, you can then begin living each day with St. Paul's positive attitude, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Yes, you, my friend, can do all things in Christ who has forgiven you and who strengthens you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.